This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
We have to change the podcast.
I'm alright, bro.
Recording. I'm already recording. We're back, everyone. Hi, everyone.
EBI
Wagwan.
Wagwan.
Episode 181.
Bomba Clat.
Guest Horatio Gould.
Pondipod.
Easy, Horatio. Thanks for coming.
I gave Julian a fright on the tube escalators.
Did you?
I saw Julian come out in front
it's
of me.
Hot in man's
and
up.
He was like sort of 20 metres ahead of me, so I snuck up when he was on the
You decided a prank.
A little prank.
Did you have a devilish grin when Julian saw you?
I was like,
did your face change into a devilish grin?
I was
or
so
did
happy.
You keep it? Yeah.
And I walked up behind him.
I jumped into Southport quick. I just did the early shuffle.
In your pants. I basically barged past him on the escalator, shoulder barged him, went, get out my way, buddy, man. Like that. I'm not justifying the language used, but I thought it'd be just for a split second.
You know when you're, huh? Before you gather yourself.
So did you see what would have happened? Because then you get to see what the real man.
It was a split second, and then he was instantly
realised it was Carl, so I nutted him.
But that could have gone because what you could have gone oh like you could have seen a noise that
people have jumped out at me before like to scare
and
me,
and then you quickly get 20 quid out just like.
Drop to my knees. I just slide down in the box splits. Oh, sorry.
I'm so embarrassed about that because I hate pranks. I absolutely hate
but,
pranks.
Like, but there's a spectrum of pranks, I suppose. Yeah.
I don't like being jumped out on. I do scream.
Because I genuinely think about this.
I don't like it at the moment it happens.
The
worst thing that could ever happen to me, I think, is I'm with my closest friend and we're at the edge of a cliff and I go, saved your life, and then accidentally
push them off.
But imagine that. But
I mean, that's a very specific worst.
No, but I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, suicide, I imagine any prank I pull, I get the devilish grin.
Yeah.
I'd give you a fright and then you'd get in a tiz and it would like fuck you up and then you fall into the train track.
Yeah.
And I'd have to speak to your family.
Would you own up?
Oh yeah, I had to. There'll be witnesses as well.
Oh right.
Because you've just been squashed.
But and if then, there like, weren't witnesses,
would
you
go to jail?
No, I'd change the story a little bit. But then I had to live with that crushing guilt. Imagine like just going to the funeral. That's my closest friend and I've just killed him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a hard one, actually. I don't know.
Imagine how embarrassing that would be. It's the mixture.
Embarrassing, I don't know.
It's the mixture of trauma. Because like a friend dying is traumatizing enough, obviously. It's one of the most traumatizing things that can ever happen to you.
Yes.
But you don't get any of the drama. Like, no, it's not like David Tennant in Broadchurch or anything like that. It's not
really
like a dramatic thing. Because you were just a silly cunt.
Yeah.
And that's what killed him. So you don't even get to live. The best thing about a friend dying is the drama.
Getting hold of his wife. God. Turning but up with the, flowers.
It's the drama of being like, God, I'm so fucking sad right now.
Well, yeah, and it also...
How sad this thing. But then if you went, saved your life, oh, you've got none of that.
I know.
You're then allowed, you're not really allowed it.
You're
you
not
can't be
it,
like a victim in any way.
You're sad and cringing.
Yeah.
You don't want to be at a funeral just being like, oh, like you're so sad, but you're also like...
I mean, you probably wouldn't go to the funeral, would you?
You wouldn't be allowed?
No.
But it's your closest friend.
I think...
But his family, would be a hard one to forgive.
But do you not think they would...
Shouldn't have done the save his life prank on Dover Cliffs. What were you thinking? No one would accept it.
Hang on.
It wouldn't be accepted quickly, would it?
Do you not think, though? I think it depends on what your friendship was like. If your friend, if their family...
We play jokes on each other. We're like a fun...
I think the family would be much more open to forgiveness if it was like...
If he did the same to you.
If it was on trend for your friendship.
Didn't they do this? They'd come in like this. And they'd be like, get out of here, you fucking... Get out of
here. Actually, quite a good one.
There was like, actually, saved your life. Just kidding. My boy.
Didn't save your life.
If it was the first time you ever did it... Like if you'd never played pranks on him before,
that's not how your relationship works.
And just the first time you ever thought, I'll try it.
It would just look like
it,
murder.
Then they would find it harder to forgive.
Yeah, because also, because if someone witnessed it, what would that look like?
Yeah.
Like from the bottom of the cliff.
Well, it would look like
it would look like you've just
pushed
it.
You could literally murder someone.
It is murder. Just to clarify,
it's manslaughter, actually.
Oh, it is manslaughter.
Isn't it manslaughter?
Because it's accidental.
Yeah, because it's not planned.
It's not even that, I don't think, is it? Because it might be.
No,
but you didn't even mean to harm them. I think manslaughter is if you punch someone in the...
It's crime of passion.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I think manslaughter is just a wide-ranging thing.
No.
Is it? Yeah.
Because I think if you run someone over, you can get done for manslaughter. If it's
negligent, which that is. Yeah.
If I said something that pissed you off
death
and then you...
by negligence.
Stab me with a pen in my neck right now, yeah, that would be manslaughter, unless you'd always planned to do it.
Then it'd be premeditated.
Then it'd be murder, yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm glad we got that sorted.
What if I fuck the hole afterwards?
You got some fake tan on your arms?
Nah, fake tan?
What's this on there?
Can we cut that bit up?
No, you can't cut it out.
Can we push pause a sec while we've got to pull a meeting. There's a few lines, all right? We don't go over. That is, I faked hands, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it, no shame. That's very popular.
I'm very embarrassed.
No, that's good, man.
Have you ever used like one of them face moisturisers that's got a little bit of tan
in
it?
Yeah.
I've used one.
Good.
Bold.
No, well, it doesn't work for me because you look a tan suits
you. Have you put
you.
It on your teeth? Have you got the self-turning toothpaste? Deep, dark
what
toothpaste.
What I mean is that you tan, so you can pull it off.
It's not but like I can't. It's only what I've been ill all week and I just looked really...
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
tan.
I did a bit of a pamp. I did a face mask.
What is it? Is he spraying it?
It's a mousse. I got the mitten stuff. Yeah.
Oh, the mitten. Yeah. How do you feel when you're doing it with the mitten, though?
Fucking gay. Can I say gay?
Thanks for asking. You can.
If we bleep it, it'll sound worse.
What the fuck?
Sounds like racial slur.
How do you feel like when you black up? Fucking beep.
But yeah, it's, I just can't put it off. I tried a slightly
maybe
tanned
you didn't get
moisturizer.
The right one.
No, I'm just too pasty.
I think we've got similar.
I go
we're
red
built from similar
or
stock.
I'm white or red.
You both got good skin though. Do you drink a lot of water?
No, I do. Yeah. It's good to remember that sometimes.
There is, yeah.
Yeah. But I get a dry mouth, so it's not sexy.
Do you, yeah. Yeah.
I get a dry mouth.
Oh, my God.
We should wet each other's mouths.
the worst Hinge date ever.
Me too.
But yeah, I've got all right skin for my age.
You got
age,
good skin. And both of you got good skin as well.
I sort of got a very fairly... oh, hello.
Your
booster. What happened there? We lost the screen went off. Do we know what happened? There was a gremlin in the system.
There was a gremlin. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Do you reckon
we lost the best bit of the pod?
Audio as well, do you reckon? Or was it just just visuals? I think Julian's trying to get the cameras cut so they can't see his tan line.
He's been texting underneath. He's getting Cambridge Analytica on it.
Mate, come and cut the feed.
Cut the video wires. Kill everyone in the room.
But yeah, considering I drink, you know, my currently my alcohol
every intake, fucking morning. Yeah,
my alcohol intake currently is very high. But
it's chilly though, isn't it?
It's wind, but it's December, which I always find is very alcohol intensive.
Yeah.
But I'm also doing a booze advent calendar every morning. So
I, how does that? I've vaguely seen it. What is it again?
My wife has curated
Specsavers.
A Specsavers are calling.
Shall I take it?
Yeah, get them on.
Go
the
on,
pod.
Take it. See what Specsavers are saying.
Hi. Is that? Could I call you back if that's okay? I'm just in a meeting.
Meeting.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. No. I know. Yeah. Great. Thank you. Bye.
is that
my prescription
replacement glasses?
Yeah.
How much are you dropping on those?
Oh mate,
expensive
stylish
glasses.
Ones.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Obviously. Yeah. You see my drip, blood.
Do you?
Extra stylish.
What's your prescription?
Ventolin. Viagra.
Oh, I forgot.
Did you hear Viagra? Sorry, I know we've moved from about.
It's like quite bad, not that bad.
Okay,
does that make sense?
But you wear them all the time.
All the time, all the time.
Just quick aside, Viagra. I read an article a couple of days ago that Viagra potentially can help stave off dementia.
Oh, really?
Time. Really? Yeah. Who wrote the article?
Just
some 110-year-old guy. Viagra salesman.
But
that's
no,
good though, because it helps the blood flow.
It's about blood flow,
basically. That's also like laying out the perfect excuse. No, I don't need Viagra.
Yeah. I just don't want dementia. Get back on your knees.
There's nothing to do with your soggy cock.
My cock works fine. Have you ever tried a Viagra?
I've never tried one, no.
Have you?
No, never.
Ah, not me, no. Let's get past this bit.
But then I
did try one once, actually, but on my own, just to see what it was like.
I think we
I got a headache, man.
At school, we basically roofied someone. Not roofied, but Viagra in someone.
The other side of like college.
So he had a boner all day.
Me too.
Did he actually have a boner all day? Yeah, did it work?
Oh, did
well, he was right near the end of the day. So
if you realised it weren't even in his drink? He just had Tim's weird.
Oh, I didn't drink that. We're all like laughing like the Viagra. So watery. I didn't drink that.
So I assumed it would be you still need some sort of
stimulation. You do, yeah.
It's not just you just have a.
No, it just means the blood flows more. That's all it does.
I remember it was something quite disappointing in the end. I think he'd started feeling weird, but it was nothing like.
Right.
Yeah, because you can get a bit of a headache.
It wasn't like a cartoon boner the whole time.
Big massive willy. Cartoons don't actually have boners in them,
do
they? No.
Which is a good thing.
Well, not the ones I watch. Target market. You're not watching enough hentai, my friend.
So glasses. So yeah, because when I had glasses before I got laser eye surgery.
Oh, you got laser eye surgery? How long ago?
Eight, 9 years ago.
Would you recommend?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It just worked.
I've never ever had any problems.
I can't get that for what I've got. I don't think.
What erectile dysfunction?
It doesn't work. It just burns my cock. Could you put it around my arm? Turn it up.
So are you short-sighted or long-sighted then? Short-sighted.
I it's only for using my phone, so it's at hand kind
short-sighted.
Of. Is that right. Short-sighted, yeah.
We've so much in common.
Yeah,
right.
So short-sighted.
Dry mouth, short-sighted.
I can see long.
Oh, so you're long-sighted then. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Reading
that
glasses.
Reading glasses,
you know what it is?
Yeah.
Which basically, the way it works is short-sighted, they take off a slight layer of your retina. Right,
not ideal.
So, and it means you then can focus long again.
Okay,
but for long sighted,
but you die.
But you could, you'd have to have it put on, which it can't be done. You can't
sort
add
of like
a layer of
refocusing
spin
a camera lens.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. So
slightly.
As yet, they can't do it for the other way around. Yeah.
So they might be able to soon.
Well, I'm sure someday they'll work it out.
It's not a big deal popping glasses on your.
No, not at all.
No, but I'm considering it because it does seem if it works, then why wouldn't you?
I think it's much.
It is better not
when you're short sighted as well. You do need to wear more than if you're long sighted.
Yeah. Glasses suit you.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. But then I can just wear like hipster ones.
Have you tried contact lenses?
I have, but I don't love contact lenses.
I think they're gross.
They're something weird. It's not. And I thought it would get easier taking them out. I had one experience where I didn't know if one was out.
Oh,
yeah. It actually come out immediately. I spent 45 minutes just pulling my eye. It's like a horror film.
Yeah, I couldn't mess around with my eyes. Yeah.
That's what I only ever wore contacts. I reckon in the 10 years I wore glasses, I probably wore them twice.
I went in for sport. That's when it's good.
What sport
do
you do?
Yeah.
Football. Five-a-side, kick about with the lads.
What, every Sunday?
Yeah. Comedians football. I'm surprisingly good, given people are always surprised.
Yeah,
because
I am actually.
It's always, I always think, but I'm always more surprised when a comedian is decent at football.
Like, there's a lot of them. A lot of comedians are really into football.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. I went comedians football back like years ago, and
which one do you go to?
I used to go to weird, the Crystal
there's
Palace.
Like a, I played the Sunday at Shoreditch, which is like my generation of comedy.
Right.
Then you can. Some people get promoted up.
To the Tuesday game,
You have to be. You have to be good at football to get promoted.
No, you have to be touring. Oh. It's not about.
And then there's the arena football. Ones.
Yeah,
because there's one in 2:30 on a Tuesday in Crystal Palace, which is already a. Well,
now
in,
and often now it's in Elmer's End, which actually is even further away. Which
and that's like Kitson, Lee Mack, or Russell Howard, Bob Beckett, and then there's one older generation which has like Clive Anderson, David Baddiel.
Fucking hell.
I think they're playing Camden or something. There's like
Frank Sinatra.
Les Dawson. What the old guy.
King Charles.
Yes. I was, I didn't know there was a new wave in Shoreditch.
Oh, yeah, sure. We've been going for like
courses in
seven
Shoreditch.
Years. What's that supposed to
be? Just, you know, your generation. Big fan of East London. Comedian generations did tend to stick to, there's weird areas that you associate with it. Like the old guard. All live up in Crouch End. Basically.
Yeah, in one house.
And then my
blowing ketamine.
Careers hasn't gone well.
But then my generation, most people lived in there was loads of people living in Crystal Palace, Forest Hill, South London. Yeah.
But is that not like an age where you're looking to buy, where you're settling down?
Well, I don't think people bought there because it was a bit shit.
That's when it's cheap.
Maybe it's that, and they bought ages ago.
We can't buy. Our generation, so you might as well rent in East. Where it's going on.
Right.
If anyone from my generation is buying, they're all going south, I think.
Right.
So. I mean, I grew up where I live, so that's why I'm there.
Well, I now have returned to my childhood area.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
Tooting Broadway.
Ah.
And so now I'm back in the hood. It's nice being back there.
Like in the ghetto, like Carlito.
Because what's that percentage of people
word got
who
round,
die?
He's back. Like I just got out of prison.
Billy Blanco come and gets in your face. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Islington.
That's a nice little area.
I lived there briefly. And then I went down to Brighton with my mum.
Yeah.
Where my parents split. I now live in East London in a shite house.
Brighton's quite nice, isn't it?
I don't actually live in Brighton. I live just outside Brighton, but it's boring.
Oh, what, now you do, yeah?
No, my mum.
Oh.
What part? So name it.
You know Lewis?
I know that place.
That's
liberal,
a
nice little
liberal
place.
Democrat. It's a tiny liberal.
It's a nice little vibe.
Yeah, once you get south of like Croydon, you're in Tory like.
And then there's these little like Tory oases.
And then you go, Lewis is one of them. And then you get to Brighton, it's in Greens.
There's a lot of Remainer cringe. I don't know. This is a new term I'm trying to.
It's
like
a bit racist.
But there's a lot of like, you know, like my mum has like a fridge magnet that has Donald Trump and Mike Pence pointing at each other and saying, I'm with stupid. So there's a lot of that sort of like.
That'll show.
There's a lot of Guardian readers at Waitrose with their like little memes and stuff like that.
But they do. Lewis has the famous bonfires every year. Have you heard about that?
Did they
burn effigies of sort of concern. Like, what's the word?
Like, well, every year it's different, and there's like. There's bonfire societies all over the town. There's like eight of them. They all have their own things.
So I always remember the footage of George Bush getting burned. There's for some reason.
This year it was all Liz Truss and Rishi.
Oh yeah.
But why do you think they're doing that? Just as kind of a virtue signal, kind of just.
I don't think they're virtues.
No, because
they've just had a problem with blackface. I don't think performative wokeness is their problem.
Yeah.
No, that's their. That's the wrong phrase, isn't it?
Well, is that because it is a weird tradition in that one town where they burn effigies.
It's about dissent, really. It's just,
just showing them. Yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
Because Guy is like just saying.
How's it going to help though? Why don't they just vote?
Yeah.
Well, they do as well, but.
Yeah. I mean, they do that. I'm sure they do that.
The only Lib Dem sort
they wouldn't spend all night doing that.
It's fucking insane. Like, every bonfire society, by the fireworks, they get a pope to stand up and read out stuff in Latin, and everyone just pelts him with bangers. It's insane.
I might move there.
Yeah. But it's like the Purge, because it's this sort of like quite liberal town, but as soon as this happens, torches out, fucking burning Catholics. Yeah. It's like fucking intense. Like.
Love it. Yeah, it's good fun. Yeah, I like that song. I've got my mate Tommy, he doesn't do it so much anymore, but he used to go to all those, you know, them weird traditional town festivals where you've got to run through the town with a barrel of tar on your back, and it's like, or everyone gets shit-faced and has a game of football with pig's head or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, my mate Tommy would sort of, like a football fan, would travel to these as like an away fan just to get involved and like report back. And
There's that one in Derby.
What's the Derby one?
There's on Derby High Street, and it's insane. This is kind of like the birth of football, weirdly.
Oh, right.
Since like the 1200s, they have a pig's bladder ball.
Yes.
All right. And there's no teams. They throw it in the air.
And it's just chaos.
And it's whoever ends up with it after about 3 hours. So it's just people cunting each other.
And it's violent as well. Yeah.
So it's a crowd. There's no rules to it.
Yeah,
And apparently that was like that's where the term derby comes from, like a football derby.
It's
because the derby was the two towns.
Just gets their aggression out and stuff.
Yeah.
But there's no rules to it. It's one ball and it's just people beating the shit out of each other.
It's just, I do like them sort of weird traditions. Yeah. But
there's the cheese rolling one.
Cheese rolling is obviously the most famous. I watched a documentary about the cheese rolling.
The Netflix one.
Yeah, the one where it goes from the weird sports.
Are they all mad competitive?
Well, they take it so seriously. Like the one, the documentary follows the one who won it the year before, and there's like somebody who's won it loads of times. Like,
there's someone who's almost cheat coded it.
Yeah,
and it's like starting to ruin the fun.
I think the human brain has to be obsessed with something. It likes ritual. Yes. It likes all these things.
Definitely.
And it just needs to put it all on that. Like 100 years ago, they'd be like burning witches or.
Well, they're still burning shit in my town.
They're still doing that in Lewis.
Exactly.
But,
4 weeks ago, they're burning witches.
it's a funny choice of focus point, isn't it?
Yeah. Like,
you got all that focus, you could focus on...
You could be doing something really productive. Yeah,
but you're going to chase a bit of cheese down a hill.
Yeah.
That's all you can think about. It's not, you know.
But we need more. I think we should have more of that shit, you know.
Mm. London doesn't really have that, any of those. No.
London doesn't really
have
stabbings. One culture, does it?
No.
But that's why London doesn't have that. You know, there's no sense of London community.
No.
Yeah.
North London don't like South London.
Yeah.
South East London, like, don't want to go anywhere near North. Well, yeah, it's
because we're the baddest.
But no, Warriors. It's not a city with a sense of unity. It's just.
But the most. Yeah, it's like weird.
It's just where people live.
Weird pride in, like, being miserable on the tube. It's like the most proud, the most together Londoners are is if like an American starts talking loudly on the tube and scowls at him.
Just all look at each other.
Someone on the wrong side of the escalator.
Some
wanker.
I hate him now. He doesn't even exist.
But yes, that's why, I don't think there's a sense of London... Like,
no.
Patriotism.
No, but if you're all abroad, like with Millwall or something, there would be...
Yeah, I suppose. But it's,
I support Millwall.
But even then, because I think London's got so many football teams as well. That hasn't helped.
By far the most.
Yeah. Like, you know, that's why we don't even like, you know, people from 5 miles away, because that's your rival team.
Yeah.
So
I don't really feel that patriotic anyway.
I'm not patriotic in terms of nation.
Yeah.
I do.
In terms of colour, you are, though, aren't you? You're very white and proud.
For the way I'm dressed like a some sort of.
It looks like you've been cancelled,
poet.
It looks like you look like Dapper Lars about to just been cancelled.
You're apologising.
They were just jokes. Yeah. actually, I thought people would take them in the right way. But,
it's actually anti-rape.
Is he knocking about again, Dan?
Oh, yeah. He's like doing, just because the media hasn't covered him, he's doing really well.
I think his videos are quite funny, though, some of them,
I've never said, I don't think I've ever seen him, actually. So apart from the ones that got
him
cancelled.
Not his jokes.
Much
more. I put up with the jokes, but more to support the man, you know.
The cause, really. That's why I'm here. Don't even laugh, just buy a ticket. Don't even go, just buy a ticket.
Anyway, but we're going to talk a bit about you, because you do some really funny videos.
Oh, thanks very
and
much.
Sketches. Obviously, slightly different to the Dapper Laugh style.
Well, you know, he certainly was an inspiration. He walked so we could run, I think.
Yeah.
Even though I like calling a comedian, there's not many comedians who've ended their name with laughs. Carl Donnelly laughs.
No, that just would add.
That's a bit funny. Julian Dean laughs.
That's not even his name, Dapper, though, is it?
I know. It's quite.
Yeah, Julian Dean laughs sounds.
That sounds like good. It's
quite. Well, okay.
But it's a bone.
Julian Dean laughs. It sounds like a dramatic start to a book.
Yeah, yeah.
Julian Dean laughs.
And
as others cry.
Yeah.
Everyone
the last
else
time.
Screams.
but yes,
Julian Dean
your
cackles.
Sketches are very funny.
Thank you.
Very good, like very well done.
Checking
you know,
out, guys. Checking
yeah, I, my favorite of recent times was the old chat shows versus modern.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
For anyone who hasn't seen it, go and check it out on your Instagram.
We got a bit carried away with that actually, because normally you do quite sketchy acting, but I really felt part of the character there with the cigarette and everything. I kind of got lost.
It's one of them things that, that's you know, it's a perfect observation about everything that's wrong with the modern society. Because I love watching old clips of
well, they started coming
Oliver
up on
Reed.
There's
and
an
stuff
old
like
chat
that.
Show guy from America who's massive. I forget his
Dick
name.
Dick Cavett.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all his so clip, good.
But the clips you'd watch them. Muhammad like, this
Ali.
Is the best interview I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like,
I know. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And this was on like primetime TV.
Yeah.
You'd have like Muhammad Ali and Woody Allen oh, no. all debating philosophy. Like, yeah, what yeah, the yeah. fuck is this?
Who's the painter? The surreal painter was on there, wasn't he? Wasn't
Dali.
Dali was right, on yeah, there. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fucking insane.
Now you get Dali fucking doing like, now watch me whip.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's mad.
It was so good.
I watched.
There's so much more class to show business as well. And it was such more dignified. Now, if you're successful, even people who are like stars, they still have to degrade themselves to make it.
Yeah. Even on like ones that are probably the better of them. Like so Graham Norton's a really good chat show. He's a brilliant, I think, chat show host.
Yeah. Definitely.
But you still like... It's such a different feeling to the old days.
It's the biggest in the world, isn't it, chat show?
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
It's because it's global. It's massive in America.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's massive. Yeah.
But it's... Because it's...
It's like the Mail Online
But even,
version.
Like, you just... Yeah, it's just a different... but it's not... I suppose it's not so much the chat shows have changed, it's the people have changed, isn't it? Like, you know, I love watching footage of old Oliver Reed... interviews.
Is this old
Oliver
British
Reed.
Actor?
Yeah, so
they're always the best.
So Oliver Reed was, and again, I think I got into
the
him.
The one where he was drunk was a bit sad,
but it's still funny. Yeah, like, it's still like that one when he was
Peter
super
O'Toole,
drunk.
All of these.
Harris. Richard Harris
Mate,
does some amazing
all
interviews.
Piss heads.
Drunk, like, but super charismatic.
Yeah. Smoking.
They were like given the floor to talk. Whereas like now, it's that thing when you watch a Graham Norton, everyone's a bit like, oh,
it's almost like they get a writer wine and get a, like an anecdote and then tell the anecdote.
Yeah.
It's always like, all
whereas
right.
it was that thing of, watching Oliver Reed just come on a bit shit faced and be a bit surly and a bit
was also,
difficult.
Everyone would watch it because everyone had no phones, so you're just watching TVs. So
and it was the only thing on.
Only thing on. Yeah. So you had
1 billion viewers.
Now, Jimmy Fallon, to be relevant, he has to make a TikTok that will go viral.
Yeah.
So he has to get.
Which one's Jimmy Fallon?
He has to get Zelensky.
He's the young kind of.
Fucking.
Yeah,
you know. Soldier boy dance.
He's like a. He's also a performer. He sings. He's a bit of everything, isn't he?
You know Jimmy Fallon.
I don't know.
He's quite young.
There's like five. He's been around for a long time.
There's a couple of Jimmys.
Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
I don't know which one's.
Fallon's the more bouncy one. The more
Kimmel's the shorter kind of bit more stocky. Yeah. Would you say?
I couldn't tell.
They all look like a slow.
Let me Google them.
Like a white bread loaf that you slice in one slice off at a time.
Jay Leno was pretty good. Letterman's good. I like Letterman.
I like Letterman. I'd never watch. I'd see clips of Letterman. I quite liked.
Yeah,
that style.
But he retired, and that was like the end. He was the end. Yeah. Well, Conan's probably the only.
Who are we just saying?
Who am I
trying to work out the difference between
Fallon
and Kimmel?
Your nose face.
Kimmel used to go out with Sarah Silverman, I think, didn't he?
Oh,
Right.
I know everything
that's
about
That's Kimmel, yeah.
I don't know. I mean...
You've never seen that face before?
I think I've recognised the face, but I've never seen a clip or video of that.
I don't really warm to both of them at all. No.
Not my cup of tea.
I think I know who Fallon is. Fallon's the one I've seen some clips of him being really annoying.
Yeah. He's just, like, irritating.
The best is Craig Ferguson. Do you remember Craig Ferguson?
Scottish guy.
Right. But he was the one that Corden actually took over from,
I think.
He had the late show with Craig Ferguson, and it's just like... He had these incredible interviews. I mean, maybe slightly inappropriate, but he'd get female and he'd basically be flirting with them. But the game was just unbelievable.
Right.
It was like, I've never seen charisma like it. And like, maybe, I don't know. But
way, Chi.
Like you guys, you know, the game's unreal.
Does it remind you of anyone? I've watched. They've got They've got like cuts of him flirting with loads of different.
Well, lots of like autistic incels will use him. There'll be like videos breaking down charisma on control.
Yeah.
Point by point how to like get a woman to like you. You know.
Yeah.
Miss it.
It'd be like a guy in a fedora be going, and as you can see here, what Craig does.
Yeah.
Entirely missing the point that the reason he can do it is
because he's not making videos.
Yeah.
But he's also just a charismatic, charming guy.
Yeah.
He's having
if
a conversation
you guys
with
some
somebody.
Hot chicks, what are you going to want to do?
Oh, God, it's such a and it's that thing of. yeah, people have been ruined by this sort of idea of breaking everything down to why it happens, yeah, rather than just doing it. You know what I mean? Just do it, mate. Just
go out and get that. Get,
yeah, go out and, go out and chirp.
You should
mate.
Do some videos. Yeah, like Dapper. That's what Todd Dapper Lars is doing. It was all about pickup culture. No, right.
Was it?
Yeah, that's what his whole thing was. Was like his the show that was cancelled when he got cancelled was he was going to help some loveless young men pick up chicks.
Right.
But that's not what got him cancelled, is it?
No, what got him cancelled was there was some rape jokes in his line.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't remember what it was. Sort of. I only remember the apology and like, yeah, the
iconic.
The jumper on.
Well,
the
it was
news.
Sort of the beginning. It was early cancel culture, wasn't it?
It was the same interviewer that did Prince Andrew, wasn't it?
It's mad, isn't it?
Dapper laughs. Prince Andrew.
She brought the two biggest ones down.
Two big dogs. Prince Andrew's was like fucking pedophilia.
Have you seen that show Actors on Actors?
Yeah,
you know when it's
so
like actors.
Fucking does my
imagine
edit.
Like pedos on pedos.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Prince Andrew interviewing Jimmy Savile. They're just talking about their long careers.
Yeah.
Filmed in black and white.
I just liked him when I was six.
A huge fan of your work.
I just taste never changed since I was six.
Oh, shit. Still don't eat peas. Still like fucking kids.
Yeah, yeah. Still eat a lot of Twixes. And like that young. No, really.
But yes. How often do you churn out a sketch? Is it something you do? You try and have a time in
we
about
try
one a week?
And do one a week. And because me and Andrew live together.
Oh, that's a good setup.
And so we got a pretty. I mean, he works full time.
What does he do?
He works at like a online bank.
Okay. What, from home?
From home, and hopefully
it goes to the internet.
We do the podcast because he works from home. We do the podcast on his working hours. Oh, so if you ever watch the pod,
don't tell his boss that.
He'll literally be getting his laptop out and going like that on the podcast.
Oh, right. So transferring money.
So exactly.
Replying to an angry Monzo customer.
Yeah.
He does, yeah.
Is it Monzo?
Yeah, I shouldn't say, but he does.
Is it Monzo? Yeah. Yeah, I like that thing, man.
But I'm a couple of Monzo.
If you're having issues with your cards, you could be speaking to Andrew. He could be the one sorting you
never,
out.
Do you know what?
I've never spoken to anyone either.
My headphones are just cut out. I pulled my headphones out. But I've never had to contact Monzo Customer Services.
They're pretty good, aren't they, old Monzo?
They've always performed really well, in my opinion.
Okay, that's nice. I'll let him know. He'll be
tell him.
He'll be tearing up.
Can he pass my?
Tell him we like the vids
on.
As well. But
yeah. But mainly the more fan of your work at Monzo. Actually,
the efficiency.
Another video, obviously. Yeah, my other favourites of yours are the ones, the 90s TV shows.
Yeah,
I think that sort of one really resonated. Just how rude, because it is. They were just rude, innit?
Yeah. You
just dig out.
I've not seen that one.
Basically, it's sort of that sort of things you used to hear on 90s TV shows.
What, like sexism and stuff?
Well, just the thing, all just rude things.
Mainly
like, we're going to talk to the fattest family in Swindon or something like that.
Yeah, generally.
But that used to be what television. Television used to be rude as shit.
Where you're walking for a field or something. Yeah. Is that the one?
It's that, because you think about it, that was the era of like Jerry Springer and all that, where it was just rude, like sort of.
It was
horrible.
A weird time in
people
culture.
Being treated like shit.
Super size versus super skinny.
Yeah.
Like even playing that off though as if it's like this like integrity filled scientific thing.
Yeah.
Dr. Christian, and it's like this very seriously done thing, and it's just like, so she's disgustingly fat, you're disgustingly skinny.
Yeah.
Fight. And you'll be like someone with a clipboard going, brilliant.
It's proper research. It's cancer research. Collecting money for it.
It was so degrading. I don't know why, you know, they do that thing with super size versus super skinny where they would out of a giant shoot they'd have how much they eat in a week.
Oh,
so it'd be like the skinny person it'd be like a couple of carrots go
yeah.
And that's all you eat, and it's like, now let's see what you eat, Brenda, and it's like
so bad,
and she's just looking there like, I don't know why she signed up for it, you know.
Yeah,
they might get paid for it, do you reckon?
Yeah,
you'd hope so.
Yeah.
I had to go for a health checkup this week that involved all the BMI and all that business.
So they show how much you ate in a week.
Yeah.
Shamed you.
But it was quite like, you know, I was worried about it because of my doing this advent calendar. I had an appointment at 11 a.m. and I drank a cocktail at 9 a.m.
Oh.
Did they scan you?
No, all it was like...
What's the checkup for, sorry?
We did... I signed up to a new doctor since I moved.
He's got stage
house.
4, man.
But
what have you really laughed? You look around, we're going, what? Sorry, man, come on.
But, so I moved, signed up to new doctors, and because I'm 40, they said one of the things we do for people over 40 when they sign up to a doctor's as a new patient is to, we do like a little sort of general checkup. So blood tests to check your glucose and all that business.
I asked for a general checkup because I thought it was just something you could get. What the fuck are you? Because I just thought,
you just check
if there's anything wrong. How do you think this works? All right.
There's about a million things that could be wrong. The NHS is falling apart.
It's like, can you just like see if anything's going on?
My doctor asked me what I want to check. I'm like, well, I'm not a fucking doctor. Could you do the B12, vitamin C and testosterone, please? I think I need an MOT.
But I know we did blood tests for glucose and something else they said in the blood test. Both of them were totally
fine. I don't even
know
if you need glucose or you don't need it.
Basically, the high glucose in your blood suggests that you could be pre-diabetic and things like that. So they checked for that. There was something else in the blood they checked. Blood pressure,
You all Gucci? Or is
everything was good. My blood pressure was actually slightly higher than... it was last time I had a check in 2018, but it wasn't high. It was basically at the slightly higher end of normal.
Really fit or something? Your penis is very hard.
He's got his heart coming out like those cartoons.
You look like your heart suggests you're falling in love with me.
I reckon it was probably the fact that I did it on early Tuesday morning. Sunday I'd had an all day session.
Oh yeah.
Like it was my wife's birthday party. Ooh. And like, I drank and I smoked about 100 cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I was just literally
on a park
on
bench
on
your own.
But it's good to get to see you at your worst though. That's almost
She saw me not only had that.
If you can't love me at my best, you don't deserve it.
Yeah, exactly.
The around.
So what?
You can't diagnose me at my best.
So 36 hours after a full on all dayer. And I'd had a cocktail. Yeah. You know, the fact that she said everything was good apart from
that's good.
They didn't even let me know what my blood was. I think that means it's all right, does it? Or I'll give them a wrong number. But they didn't even
late.
Get back
like,
to me.
There's no point even telling
There's no point. It's like Lenny and most of men. Just don't let them know. Talk about the rabbits.
But so it was quite nice. It's quite nice to get sort of not the all clear, but just have somebody look at you and go, all right, checked a few things, everything's good, though you've got nothing to worry about.
But it's like with the dentist when they go like all good, but sometimes it's like you're being a bit lazy because you can't be. And then you get a bit cocky because now you're going to go, going to be drinking more than ever because you're like, I'm fucking Teflon boy.
She said, let's just do another
I'm
blood
built
pressure.
Different.
So she said, I'm going to go in a month to
Why
do another blood pressure.
Why do people die and get ill, man? It's built different, bro.
She said, let's come in a month and do a blood pressure again, just like to have a...
Did you tell her about your alcoholism?
No. And I mean, I did definitely lie about the... Like when she said, what
you should have told her.
No, because she said, what's your general alcohol intake?
Okay.
And I'm not normally drinking every morning.
But you could have said that to her.
Coward.
You could have contextualised it.
No, I didn't even want to give her the thought of it. She would definitely tell me not to do that.
Yeah. Lie to your doctor.
But I just said, I gave her the average what I'd do in a normal month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was honest. I said, so look, I don't drink nearly every day. I probably have sometimes I'll have a drink once a week, but sometimes once a week I will have a lot to drink. It's very much I'm on a night out.
What did she say about that? Doctors don't know that much anymore.
Exactly. She was like, do you know what? It's
GPs.
Fine. She goes, don't worry. As long as you're not drinking loads every day, you know, just
they don't give
fine.
A fuck, do they?
No, but I feel the NHS is at the point now where they really are like, that'll do. Just fucking move him along. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I said to my one, shall I have hydration tablets? You know, they might hire.
Yeah.
And she said, I don't know if you want. You're just going to go, well, and really break it down for me. It's not a school teacher. I don't know. I mean, you could do. Don't know.
Because it's not. Once you're in the doctor's office, you get very comfortable.
Yeah.
And you want it to. You love it once you're in there.
Yeah,
because it's all about you.
Yeah, yeah.
And
then
you've got all these other questions.
It's my favourite subject.
Yeah. And sometimes I felt like since my relationship with my father, it's sort of been down. You know.
Well, that's what I generally.
To them, it's like let's move this guy along. Yeah.
But you got 10 minutes, pal.
And you kind of want them to validate you. Do you know? You want them to be like. that place, that was a, what an amazing man. Do you know what I mean?
That was really insightful.
That was incredible. Yeah. I see hundreds of people every day, you know? But that one really left.
You're really familiar with the anatomy. Are you a doctor?
Well, I took it a bit.
The doctor's like, do you know what this is?
I've been getting these headaches at work.
I told her about my life. Like, she was asking, obviously, lifestyle questions about smoking, drinking, and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did say to her, like, I used to smoke. Yeah, you know, like, but I gave up like 6 years ago.
And then she'd give you one of these. She was like, my guy.
But then I said I've fallen back into having the odd sort of cigarette here and there, and I went into it. I was like, you know, 'cause I've had a really rough 6 months. Started talking about my dad dying. Yeah. And I started saying all
these things.
Because I thought she'd be like, right, yes, that's understandable. She'd ask me about how I'm feeling.
She's looking at the clock
and
on the wall.
And she literally was just like, yeah, no, it's fine. Like, I just told you my dad died and that's why I've had...
She's not even listening. She's like, oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
And again, it was that thing. I just thought maybe she'd need to know what my mental health has been like.
She didn't give a fuck, mate. They'll send you to Mind. Mind's good, by the way, I think.
Is it good stuff?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Which one's Mind?
Mind's the...
the charity.
Counselling charity.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of Headspace for some reason.
Headspace is an app.
Yeah. I don't like the guy's voice. I downloaded it as a...
It was all right.
Are you guys quite self-carey? You guys seem to... You seem
I did
quite
a face
like,
mask last night.
You seem like you exercise?
I've not been exercising, but I go for phases.
What do you do? Because I'm now the point where I'm now my metabolism's collapsing. So I've been one of those skinny people who never gains weight.
My camera crew. I bring my own camera crew around. What are you exercising?
No,
I'm in good shape.
Well, no, because I'm one of those naturally really skinny people.
You've got nice broad shoulders.
No, this is the thing.
Probably a massive.
I've been a giant. Unreal. Unreal.
Yeah. Heard, man.
How old are you?
I'm 25, so that's when it all starts falling apart.
It doesn't. You've got years before it starts falling apart.
I drink, but...
Every night?
Yeah, it's more eating. It's just, like, I've never had to think about...
Do you eat?
I eat...
Oh. Every night?
Every night.
What? That's your first mistake.
What's your go-to? What kind of thing do you eat? What do you have for today for breakfast?
Well, today for breakfast, I had a bowl of cereal, Special K, but then also I've been...
35-year-old woman on a diet.
This time I'll keep it off. A minute on the lips, a lifetime on the hips.
Cost of living-wise, I've been crushing bourbons at the minute, I'm not going to lie, because they're £1
dip
for a giant
them in something.
Yeah, tea. But like, I feel if I have a tea, I'm like, I have to have them with bourbons, and that's like, I'm having like 15 bourbons of a day. It's not good, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
My body can deal with it now.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not... people who have been fat growing up and had to lose weight early, they've learned the skills.
Yeah.
It's a habit forming.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna
put on weight like a normal person when I'm 30. Yeah, and I'll have none of the discipline or skills.
But I will say it, but there's no point trying. I think if you're somebody who has a quick metabolism when you're younger.
I've got a bunda now, never had a bunda before. What's I had the bone in my
bunda's
ass.
Bunda's a vagina, isn't it?
No, bunda's an ass, I think.
Oh, right.
Have you been?
It's Indian, isn't it?
You need to make a couple of calls.
Sorry, I asked for.
I asked for the wrong
not
picture.
The picture. I meant I'm going to show you my.
I think leave it as long as you can. Yeah. As long as your body can just get rid of stuff naturally. Don't worry, don't stress. And once your body starts going, like, actually, we're going to put that on.
Yeah.
There's been research as well. Burning calories is a big part of it, is if you're someone who moves a lot. Even if you're fidgety.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, you cough a lot.
Yeah, literally. Like,
do you have a lot
like
of stress?
If you're fidgety, you'll keep lean.
Yeah, so you want ADHD, maybe. Yeah, that's staving off the pounds.
Anxiety, pacing, crying is good.
Just shaking it in the bottom of a shower.
I just asked you guys for self-care advice, and you were like, yeah, crying in the shower, that burns a lot of cows.
Really good. Really good. Do you walk a lot?
I walk a fair bit, but not... Yeah, a fair bit. I don't know.
Walking after a meal is good, even for 10 minutes. A brisk walk, digestion,
I don't really have a routine, so it's not like a... It's not really, it all kind of varies. I just haven't really put any thought into it about what I'm going to do.
That was another one at the doctor's when she was asking about exercise. And I was like, look, last 6 months, I've not really had the chance. I had a lot on my plate and I was...
A lot on your plate, yeah? I can tell, mate. She's like, blah, 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 blah.
Big old plate.
Get out of here.
So I said, I've been juggling a lot. And then I said to her, but one thing I've kept, like, just when I don't have time to exercise at the minute, but I've been walking everywhere. So like I said, I probably get, you know, average about between 100 and 120,000 steps a week.
Oh, that's great.
Which is like,
that's really good.
That's loads. It's literally
one
like,
walk.
It's like,
and that's like the oldest form of exercise.
Yeah.
It's ancient.
The prostitution of exercise.
You've connected with your
ironically, that's where you walked.
But she didn't give a shit. She didn't even note that down. She was like, all right. Again, I was like, I thought she'd be like, that's really good.
But do you know what I mean? That look for validation when you're sitting in there, when you're telling them things about it. You want them to be like, wow.
Yeah.
So many steps.
Yeah.
That's like 90 kilometers a week you're walking or something like that.
And also when they start taking away, it's like, what's she writing there? Do you know what I mean?
You're the highest level patient I've seen today.
Yeah, emailing a boss, man. We've got the most walking I've ever seen.
She's just doing Tetris. Like, yeah.
Star pupil.
Right, that's the end of this week's public episode. We hope you enjoyed it. What happens now, Julian?
They can, if they want to hear the rest of the episode, they can go over to patreon.com/wearetvi.
There you go. Once you've signed up there, you can hear the rest of the episode. You can hear all the old Patreon episodes, exclusives, whatever.
It's 45p a week.
Is it? Mm. That's cool. Mm. I didn't know that.
Easy life.
There we go. It's even cheaper than I thought. So do that. And but if not, don't worry. You can listen to next week's public episode when it's released. Thanks.
Thank you. Love you.
We're actually changing the podcast. I think we're...